And it is time for the wellness check.
Nightingale College's weekly wellness check with Nurse Nicole Lamb, who I believe is on the phone with us right now. Yes. Nicole, you there?
Yes, good morning. I'm here.
Hi, nice to hear from you. The topic this week on the Nightingale College Weekly Wellness Check is sleep, something we all need probably more of, I would think.
Well, and better sleep. I don't want just more, but better sleep. Do you have some suggestions for how to get some better sleep?
Quality sleep. Quality sleep is really affected by what you do throughout the day. So exercise is interesting because if you get too much, you're more exhausted. But if you don't get enough, you're exhausted. So it's a fine balance of exercise. Eating late will affect sleep. So light dinners seem to help a lot with not interrupting sleep. Alcohol is also interesting, right? Because initially it's a depressant, but then it'll cause middle of the night awakenings. So,
well, you're doomed, Gina. Gina's doomed.
I would put it all out there.
No exercise, heavy meals at night. A lot of people, Nurse Nicole, like to watch TV in bed or read a book in bed. Is that a good thing to do?
Really, the recommendation is that your bedroom should be for sleep, right? Even if, because then you just train your body, this is where I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to watch TV, I'm not going to say falling asleep on the couch is better, because it's not, nor is it quality time with your partner or family. So maybe reading a book on the couch to wind down, or taking 30 minutes really to wind down before bed, and doing some maybe gentle stretching, some mindless reading. I don't know about everybody, but at least I can get sucked into a book really quickly and then want to stay up all night reading it.
Yeah. how is exercise related to sleep and energy levels? Is it better to exercise at later in the day, or?
So people who exercise consistently in the morning are more likely to get exercise in. People who exercise late at night, exercise gives us energy. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so if you boost that energy level later in the evening, it's a little bit harder to wind down.
Right.
So, maybe gentle exercise, more mm-hmm. like some sort
stretching
of yoga or
mm-hmm.
stretching. Mm-hmm.
So people, how much sleep do people need? I know, you know, the standard was always 8 hours, and then some people say 7 hours, and then there are people say, listen, I only need 4 hours of sleep a night. That's all I get is 4 hours a night.
I think a lot of us can push ourselves into 4 hours, but biologically you pay for it. So circadian medicine really is suggested that 7 to 9 hours is optimal. Mm. And I think it's something that people can play with to figure out what works for them. So by getting up at the same hour each morning and really just paying attention to, do you feel awake and alert and have energy and patience, or do you need a little bit more sleep, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's probably not. So getting up the same time every morning, it's kind of difficult, particularly if you're in a position that we're in. During the week, we get up so early. I get up at 3 in the morning and mm-hmm. work. But then on Saturday morning and Sunday morning, I don't want to get up at 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I always sleep in.
Is that okay?
But it does start to affect things, right? And it's hard to get mm-hmm. into a rhythm, which mm-hmm. is a lot of people's lives. So within a couple hours after that, 5:30, 6:30, probably not sleeping until 10 would be better.
Yeah. Okay. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, Scrooge said he thought he was seeing visions because it was a dream, or it might have been a bit of undigested beef or a spot of mustard that was causing him to, you know. So does a bit of undigested beef or a spot of mustard cause you to have dreams?
I am not sure on that one, but it does, late night eating does disturb sleep.
Okay.
And so it's interesting how it changes your hormone patterns with staying up late or eating late. You disrupt your bodily flows, so it disrupts how our brain drains and how our lymphatic system drains and how we digest food. So,
okay, now I've got one for you here. Is this true? The hours of sleep prior to midnight are more restorative than the hours after midnight. Is that true?
Well, it's kind of so it changes the quality of your sleep. So the hours before midnight, you seem to get more light sleep and more restful sleep than the hours after midnight. But
that's
the timing
my problem
matters.
Then.
That's your problem right there, Gina.
Well, they're all my problem. Every single problem, except for the TV. We don't have a TV in the bedroom, but I have all the other problems. So thanks for
Spot
pointing
out. A mustard, a bit of undigested beef.
Well, no beef, but I would also say, like, I mean, most of us know, like, the long-term effect of not getting enough sleep, which is, I mean, cardiovascular disease, it's dementia, it's cancer, but those are, they're, like, distant. They're in the future. Although
I have the dementia now, I think.
Well, you know, hopefully you cover it well.
Yeah.
She doesn't.
Nope, it's obvious.
No.
I do worry about that, though. We've all had these jobs for decades.
Yep.
And it's kind of decades of chronic sleep deprivation. I do have a worry that that's affected my health.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you want Nurse Nicole to do about it, Gina?
No, we're just talking about sleep.
Well, has anything that I said?
Well, I mean, I think.
To be put to you?
Well, she would have to do it, though, Nicole. See, that's the thing. Is that Gina would have to do it. She thinks that if she just keeps saying, "Is there anything that I can do?" that someone will do it for her, and it just doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. Okay.
So, I've got a question.
No.
Katie, our producer, has a question.
We talk about, so you're talking about eating late affects these things, and Gina and I tend to eat later in the night or later in the day, with dinners around 8 o'clock or so. What would be the ideal time for eating?
If you get up
depending
at 3.
On, yeah, if you're getting up this early or things like that.
So the recommendation is at least 3 hours prior to your sleep time. But earlier in the day would still be better, more like 6. So, I mean, in clinic, I often suggest moving it back by 15 minutes and just, right? I mean, you're your own personal experiment on what works for you. Mm-hmm. Right? Do you sleep better if you get a little bit earlier dinner?
Again, these are all things that you have to do. You can't just hope they get done.
Okay.
No, because, nobody cares about your sleep, Gina, except you.
This is not Nurse Nicole's problem. This is my problem. But
well,
I appreciate
Nicole. Nicole, can people go to a website and take a look at some of this stuff?
Yeah, so if you go to the Nightingale website, there is a free course on immune system building, which sleep is definitely a part of that, and just link from there.
Nightingale, is it just, what is the website exactly?
NightingaleCollege.edu.
Ah, there we go. NightingaleCollege.edu. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole. We'll
All
talk
right.
to you.
You guys have a great day.
Talk to you next time.
You too.
Thank you.
Get some sleep.
Well, yes, everyone get some sleep.